A renewed call has been made today for people to pledge unoccupied homes for Ukrainian families who have fled here. People are being asked to consider pledging them for an initial period of 6 months. Ireland is now accommodating 64,000 Ukrainians fleeing the war and others seeking international protection here. For more, let's talk to our reporter Laura Fletcher, who's been taking a closer look at this. We had two ministers today announcing this new scheme or this new initiative, Laura, and the focus is on unoccupied homes as a solution to this challenge that they're facing.
That's correct, Brian. I guess if you were to look at this, really what the Department of Integration and the Department of Housing are proposing is pledged accommodation Mark 2, and this really will be administered by the local authorities as opposed to the Irish Red Cross. It is looking exclusively, this particular initiative is looking exclusively for unoccupied homes, and it'll be processed by each local authority. Both ministers today keen to stress the expertise of the local authorities and the fact that the local authorities are involved in the process that had existed up to now, which was run by the Irish Red Cross. Now, the Irish Red Cross back in April had about more than 24,000 pledges very shortly after the war. We know that 5,500 Ukrainians have been accommodated in pledged accommodation, and that's about 10% of those being accommodated by the Department of Integration. And in order to boost that, they're hoping that an awareness of the circumstances in Ukraine and what they've described as harnessing the expertise of local authorities will help them learn mistakes that they felt were made in the previous scheme. Roderick O'Gorman acknowledged that the Irish Red Cross had run similar schemes before, but on a much smaller scale, and really felt that, perhaps this was necessary. Now, it's also important to note that for others who want to pledge shared accommodation, for example, that still happens through the Irish Red Cross, and those who have already got pledges with the Irish Red Cross, they're processing them. And for everyone who wants to pledge accommodation, the stipend that has been given by the government as sort of an acknowledgement of this gesture is being increased from €400 to €800.
And this afternoon then, Roderick O'Gorman's department will give an update on where exactly we are in relation to the numbers coming here, presumably what's expected, and what at the moment is available in pledged accommodation.
That's correct. I mean, what we're looking at is a risk of a shortfall of beds. We know that we've already had people sleeping in tents, they're being moved out at the moment. We've had asylum seekers who've been homeless, and Ukrainian refugees have been homeless in recent months. And Roderick O'Gorman has really stressed that what they're doing at the moment is to make sure that that doesn't happen, and that they meet their international obligations. I asked him about the conversion of office buildings at this briefing, because outside of the ESB building in East Wall, I understand there are a number throughout Dublin. And indeed, the minister confirmed that this is part of their plan to try and meet their obligations, that the conversion of office buildings is likely to continue, but he also acknowledged the need for better communication with local communities.
Laura Fletcher, thanks very much for that.